Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Yeah. Right, should I get closer into the microphone?
I think that's fine.
That's
the
okay?
Fine.
Oh, yep. Okay. That's a really neat-looking machine.
Yeah, I got it from work.
Okay. Hi, this is Wiretap's Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
Great. Hey, everybody. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Dunkin's Donuts. All right. So I've got you from noon till 1, about a quarter of the way through that now. Coming up, we're going to hear some new local music. I'm going to turn this down a bit. New local music, some Scottish stuff to celebrate Robbie Burns Day tomorrow. And, other new stuff. Just new stuff. Mostly new stuff. At the top, we heard Louie Louie, because it's been kind of a tough week for me, Duncan, to speak in the third person after it. Anyways, and who doesn't love Louie Louie? Sometimes the only thing that gets a person through the day is knowing that they can listen to Louie Louie. After that, Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. A little bit of a tribute to Heath Ledger. The Heath was short for Heathcliff. And the chorus of the song is Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy, blah blah blah. Anyways, a lot of, I celebrities and all that kind of thing. But I think I know I was, and some other people I know were particularly saddened by Heath Ledger's death, just because it seemed like such a talent wasted. Anyways, so a little something out there for his friends and family, because, you know, they all listen to the show. After that, we heard a request all the way from Montreal from my old friend Julia. So we heard First Class Riot by the Tough Alliance. A couple of technical difficulties there. Sorry for those glitches. The Tough Alliance, I played a remix they did of a song by Taken by Trees, the song Too Young. Great remix. I don't know, I haven't listened to too much of them. The way that they were introduced to me was as a Swedish version of Yam, Wham for hipsters. Not a very nice assessment. I think they're better than that. But yeah, that was a great song. So thanks very much, Julia, for that request. Great stuff. Coming up, we're going to hear right now the new project from the three members of Piano. So Piano was a band around town. I guess Larissa left the band to start Kelrissa, her project. And so Julia, I believe her name is, and the drummer guy, and Nick Kravacic, sort of the mastermind, have formed a new band called No Kids. And they have an album coming out next month on Tom Lab Records from Germany. And this is a great song. It's really pretty unusual for if you're used to the Piano back catalog. It's pretty glitchy. The whole thing is sung in this kind of white boy soul falsetto. Kind of surprising, but I like it. After that, we're going to hear a new project by Dan Behar. I've played a couple of these songs already, but the album is out this week. It's the band's called Hello Blue Roses, and it's Dan Behar from Destroyer and his partner Sydney Vermont, who I've seen about around town quite a bit. He was at this movie I went to see, and then he was shopping in my neighborhood. Kind of weird. I thought he lived in the downtown east side. Anyways. So, yeah, we're going to hear the new Destroyer track as well. He has an album coming out in March. We're going to hear Foam Hands and then a song by The Weather. And I'm rambling on, so I'm just going to get started here. This is No Kids with the beaches all closed.
After the show now. CITR. CITR.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
February 8th. Theme soon to be announced. Join us here at CITR in the Student Union Building, the Sub, at UBC for a party garden happening February 8th. Time, theme, soon to be announced. Keep tuning in for more information.
Threats to inform you. There are certain things you must do to perceive his face in the stains on the wall. I didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. He lives down the hall. didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. Phone is true and what is told. Totally out of control. I didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. We'll be right back.
That was the Weather from a few. They were in Shindig a couple of years ago. Did you ever hear them, Luke?
Yeah.
The Weather.
They came in. They were semifinalists, I believe.
Finalists. They came in third in the.
They were. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, they were in the top three.
I thought they got ripped off by not winning, but that was just my take. I thought they were the best band.
Who won
that
year?
I don't remember, but I wasn't impressed. Yeah.
Well,
another cursed band. They broke up shortly after
the Curse of the Shindig.
Yeah. Well, the Weather broke up even though they didn't win, and their record label just released their album online as a free download because it never came out because they had broken up. So.
Well, at least that might show some interesting things.
Yeah, exactly. So if you Google The Weather and Stolen Billions, it'll lead you to the Unfamiliar Records website.
Well, how about if you just Googled The Weather? What would that get you?
I think porn. I think terrible. Yeah, okay. That was fun.
Stormy weather. You know,
Whoa,
fantastic
and
pornographic thespian.
All right. Concert listings. How about we go there? So there's a whole bunch of great shows that have been announced coming up. Tonight, You Say Party, We Say Die is at the Plaza with Fake Shark, Real Zombie, and Taxes. And they're playing another show at the Ukrainian Hall, an all-ages show, the next night. Ben Sinister is playing as a part of Half Alive at Richards on Richards. The Evaporator are playing a free show downtown at HMV. In other words, yeah, part of the mainstream now, I guess. And the next night, they're playing an all-ages show in North Van at Salem Hall with Beelines, The Elixirs, and La La. We Are Wolves are playing with Terrorbird and Solberg at Pat's Pub on the 29th of January. Let's see, a Music Waste fundraiser with Basketball and Defectors and I at the Astoria on February 1st. Also that night, Young and Sexy are playing at the Railway with The Rub and Sleep Holiday, and Fawn Fables are at the Western Front. Check that out. On the 2nd, Cult de Cargo are playing with Adjective and Petroleum Byproducts at the Astoria, Collapsing Opposites, International Falls, Calvin, Don't Jump, and Lovers Brigade are at Pat's. There's a lot of things that night. And anyways, and there's also a great show at the... I'm falling apart here. The Cambrian Hall, Tooth and Dagger, the much-missed local newspaper, is putting on a show there. So, I don't know, Google Tooth and Dagger to find out about that. That's my advice for the day. Just Google it. Later on in the month of February, The Coup are playing at Richards on Richards on the 9th. Twin Crystals are playing with Owl Drugs and Taxes at the Astoria on the 22nd. That same night, the Mountain Goats are playing with Jeffrey Lewis at Richards & Richards. That's going to be awesome. And let's see. Yeah, I'm not going to announce any more shows. That's Vampire Weekend, March 27th. We're going to hear them a bit later on. They're playing at Richards & Richards on March 27th. So check that out. I'm kind of losing my stuff here. Okay, let's start playing more music. So, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear some Vampire Weekend. That's what we're going to listen to. So, Vampire Weekend, I played them a couple times. I really love the album. I think it's really great. And they're going to be coming to town soon. So, we're going to hear the song M79 from their self-titled album. After that, New Blood on the Wall from their album Lifers, the song Junkie Julie. All right. Without further ado, here is more music on CITR 101.9 FM.
On the 79, wasted days you've come to pass. So go, I know you would not stay. It wasn't true, but anyway, possibly.
second floor, Coronation Rickshaw Drive.
Thank you.
That was nice. That was the song Cut and Try from the album Great Loves by Better Friends Than Lovers from Vancouver. And Crystal called that in and said that it would help cheer me up. So thanks, Crystal. It did the trick. Thank you. Not that I needed cheering up that much, but every little bit helps, you know? before that, we heard Chris Arific of CITR and of They Shoot Horses, Don't They? He has finally named a CD release date, or party date, whatever. He's playing at the Railway tonight. I don't know if CDs will be there, but he's playing February 8th at the Secret Space on Hastings. Mm-hmm. February 8th, a Friday night. The same night as the CITR Beer Garden, which is kind of a drag. The theme is Dead Trends, I think. That's the theme for this year's... for this upcoming beer garden. Also, the same night, the CJSF is rocking it at the Biltmore. So, you know, it's going to be a busy night. We'll see what happens. Keep your sneakers on. Might have to run around a bit. Then before that, we heard Blood on the Wall. They're from their new album, Lifers, the song Junkie, Julie, and Vampire Weekend. Not too much time left. So I think I'm just going to play these next two songs and I'll be done. So it's Robbie Burns Day tomorrow. Last year I did an all Scottish show and that was a lot of fun, but I don't think, there's no time for it this year. So I'm going to play some Belle and Sebastian, the song Lazy Line Painter Jane, one of my favorites by them. They're the Glaswegian octet. Then I'm going to play some Vashti Bunyan, who is English, but spent a lot of time in Scotland. And I'm going to play the song Train Song, which is about traveling up to Scotland from England and is very evocative. I think it'll really... it's from the new compilation of hers, a rarities compilation called Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, which is phenomenal. I say go out and get it as soon as you can. It's that good. She has a gorgeous voice. And the songs, a lot of them are demos, but they're just... they're heartrending. Mm-hmm. That's it for Dunkin' Donuts this week. Next week, I'm going to be away. I'm going to Texas tomorrow morning, partially for work and partially for fun. I'm going to see Sharon Jones in Austin, so that should be wicked. I think I'm going to be able to pre-record a show, so you won't go... 1 week without Dunkin' Donuts. I can hear the sighs of relief out there in Radioland. But I'll be back the week after that. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the podcast if you're interested. And there, as always, there's the Dunkin' Donuts blog, dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Here we are. And happy Robbie Burns Day to all my fellow Scotsmen out there and those who like to pretend they are. Bye. Putting the poster up, dreaming of anything, dreaming of the time when you are free from all the trouble you're in. In the mud on your knees, trying hard not to please anyone all the time, in a rebel's fine. You go all the way to being brutal. You will have a boy tonight. You will have a boy tonight. On the first bus out of town. On the first bus out of town.
decide whether you should tell your folks about a dose of thrush you got when licking railings. But you read in a book that you got free in Boots. There are lotions, there are potions you can take to hide your shame from all those crying eyes. Lazy Jane all the time, painted lines you were sleeping at bus stops, wondering how you got your name and what you're gonna do about it.
Like, I love all type of, I love art also, and I consider art everything.
I love art. Art is just like dope.
It expresses the artist's feeling about his or her life.
Mm. You know, people don't think dogs playing poker is high art.
It's pop art, isn't it?
I don't know. I just think it's really cool.
Whatever you think is cool, we've probably got it on Arts Express, where we cover theater, film, music, dance, comedy, literary events, and everything in between. Tune in every week to find out what's going on, what's worth checking out, and to hear some great interviews with artists here in your community. That's every Tuesday at 2 with myself, Katie Fitzpatrick, Arts Express, here on CITR 101.9.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll say when I find you. Call out your name, love. Don't be surprised. It's so many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't. So many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't.
We'll be right back.